We are continuing on Shulchan Shah Kavanot. We are now Daf Lamed Zayin in Tiva Kavanot. So we're up to Minhagi Harav Zal Bekomo Belel Belaila Beseda Brachot Vekima Tzitzit Vitfilin. So this is like I explained before, the Shah Kavanot is like the Shulchan Aruch, you know, or the Kaf Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah, whatever you use in Halacha. And it starts off from the moment that Arizal woke up in the morning, all the way through the day, goes through the Chagim. It's a really beautiful limud, explains to all the different kavanot, all the Kabbalistic, the mystical things that the anhagas and halachas that the Arizal will keep. So now we're talking about him getting up in the middle of the night. Okay, remember the Mukubalim start the day at midnight. They start the day. They get up at midnight. Inyan Morizal, every time it's called Morizal, means Rav Chaim Vital is writing about his great master, the Arizal, so he calls him Morizal, my master, Bekumo Balayla. He'll get up in the middle of the night. Avimaya Kodem O Hayom, even though before, obviously it's before Netzachama, or Lot Hashachar. Haya Mesadek Kol HaBarachot Shel HaShachar Al Parshat Vekeda. He would get up, obviously wash his hands and all this, get dressed, and then at that moment in time he would start reading Birkat HaShachar, right? The 18 brachos were read in the morning until Parshas Akeda. V'achika, what would he do? V'achika, chaya, korev, osik b'Torah. He would read and learn Torah until the day would come, right? And then and Torah meaning that he would learn not only, Gemara, he would also learn Zohar, which is a big segula. Obeir ayom, when the daylight would start shining through him, is Olot HaShachar. Amitatev, or Meshiyakia, actually, Meshiyakia, right, close to Netz. Then he was already start putting his talis and tefillin on. Mitatev b'tchila b'tzitzit, v'achikach hayom aniyach tefillin, he would put his tefillin on. Hefech mina amakdimim tefillin, especially, that would be opposite to those individuals who would put the tefillin on. And then the talit, right? I mean, everything that Arizal, you understand, everything that Arizal did was a pi ruach hakodesh. It wasn't simply that he was doing things, you know, because he felt it was the right thing or whatever. It was much more than that. He was being instructed from Malachim, Elyon Navi, Ad ruach hakodesh, the Zohar, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. They say he was a Gilgal Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He had a tremendous neshama and a tremendous feel for the Avodat Hashem. Therefore, every act that he did, he had his students around him recording everything that he did. Right? Because they knew that came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if you see a person putting a talis, if you see the Arizal putting a talis before his tefillin, it wasn't because other people were doing it or because he was told to do it. It's because he knew the reason why you should do that. And therefore, that's why he's stressing the fact that somebody would put, sometimes you find people say, well, manav kamina, you know, at the end of the day, it's two different mitzvahs, so therefore I'm going to put on tefillin first, and then I'll put my talis. What's the difference? You know, I'll put my talis tefillin on in a house, and I go to shul, I'll put my talis on. So, taos gomuhu b'yodam. He says, that's wrong. Kamosh by, and he'll prove it to you. Again, it's very complicated, it's Kabbalistic. But he proves it that it's a wrong minhag to put your tefillin before your talis. Right? Kimo shizbaer sodam, the secrets will be revealed to us later on, or revealed to you, limat ve'ezat Hashem. V'akaya matchil tefillaton, then he would start praying. V'omer min parashas akedah ve'erach. Then, you know, obviously he would take up from where he left off, from parashas akedah onwards. Next, inyan. Now we're going to discuss a little bit about the Chai Brachot, the 18 Brachot we say in the morning, what we call Birkat HaShachar. Kol Chai Brachot Yesh Mina Al Netilat Yadayim Ad Sof Birkat HaTorah. Okay, so from the beginning of Nitzin Zidayim until the Sof Brachot HaTorah, Kulam Chayav Adam Nisadram Levarachah Bekol Yom Afi Bishalo Nitchayim Behem. you have to say them, even though you're not machui. For example, if somebody sleeps with his shoes, somebody sleeps with his clothes. So theoretically, you can't say malbish ahumim, you dress the naked. I was never naked to be dressed. So how can they make the bracha? Now for Pikein, we learned they're all Kabbalistic based. They don't mean exactly what they say. There's a pshat to them. True, that's true. The pshat is emes. But there's much, much, much more depth in every single bracha we say, and therefore nafkami would be that even if you're dressed, you still would say the bracha for the moshav of malbish ahumim. Right? Lefi shekulam hem rumazim niflaim el orot elyonim, because they have the ramazim in the tremendous lights on high. Ve'en levatlam, therefore we don't disregard them. We don't say, well, now it's not practical. We don't hear the rooster calling anymore. Therefore, we don't say, anot sech vivina. We don't giving the rooster bina. Well, I don't live in a place with any roosters. Let's skip that bracha. No, we don't do that. Afilo adam lo yashan balayla. Even a person doesn't sleep at night at all, right? Or im lo hesir mitznefto, right? Keeps himself dressed or begadiv sidro or menala. He sleeps with the shul kiyotu beze tzarich levarcham bekol yom kulam. You have to make all each and send. There's no exceptions. Afa pishulon nitchay b'em lifi. Because we're basing ourselves on a general minhag. Most people undress themselves, most people take off their shoes when they sleep. That's a pipshat, right? Which is just a different reason. First reason we say why we say all the brachas is because it's a pikabala, and there are very deep reasons behind the pshat. And the other one is saying, poshut pshat is that the brachas are not on you individual, but rather it's on the minhag o'olam. The minhag o'olam is to do these things. Chut mibikat she'asah li kol tzar ki b'yom tisha b'av b'yom kippurim she'az kol ha'olam yitchafef yachfim, and especially for those 2 days, those are an exception because everybody takes off their shoes. All the Jews, right? Gam chut mibikat al nitilat edayim mibikat asher yatza she'shtei brachos elu em lo nitchay b'am el nevarchem. And also the exception also because al nitilat edayim, that you would only make when officially you sleep. And because Ashayisa, only when you go to the bathroom, but that's already, it's machlokes in the poskim, but we're going to the Shita Zariza for the moment. Shishtei baros elo, im lo nitchai b'ayem, ei levarach aleihem. Okay, well, page mem now. Minagah b'inyan rechai b'achot. Now this is the minagah of the Ariza when he said the 18 brachot. Gabi inan chai achai brachot aniskarot asher nahagu haolam nesader bevet knesset kol ha'am mashivim amen achareihem. Yesh mepakpikim im gamgamim bedavam lomar shekivan she'anu hashomim amen acher ha'ish rishon shebirech otam kivar yatzu kolam al yedeihem v'asur lahem lachzor levarcham. So the question was as follows. And the question is, if in a shul, for example, by the Ashkenazim, you see this a lot, that one person will get up by the bima, one person gets up by the mima and starts saying the brachos of chai, the chai brachos, right? That's the meaning by the Ashkenazim. Now, the question would be, if you've heard the brachos from the shal tzibo, and then after that you hear your neighbor saying the brachos, should you answer amen? And the argument is that if already you heard the chai brachos from the shal tzibo, then you're yotze already. You said amen, you're yotze. So what now? How can you have a right to saying amen to somebody else's brachos and try to be yotze from that? Because then that's bracha levatola, as if to say. On that he says that's not the minig of the Ariza. The Ariza's minig was reiti et moriza shu lo ya misader misadram bebet knesset. So the minhag of the Ariza was, first of all, say the Birkas HaShachar at home. That's the first point. Second point, when he used to get into the shul and he used to hear other people, he used to go around the shul and actually answering amen. So even if he was in the middle of Psuk of the Zimra, he would stop and answer a man, just to show you the cheshivas of a man. The question was, he yotze once again. So how can he yotze twice? The answer was, is that you're not being mechavet for yotze. You're just doing the mitzvah of answering a man. That you can do on multiple occasions. Okay, but anyways, what we draw from here is how the importance is to answer a man to everybody's bracha, which is in shul. Anytime you hear a bracha. Again, it depends where you're on tefillah. Now, Kavanat Chaim Bracha. Now, here we get into the more Kabbalistic, that was more the general minhagim. Now we're going to move slowly into more the Kabbalistic, mystical understanding of what the Chaim Brachas actually represent and what do they do in the spiritual worlds. It's as follows. Gam Chaim Brachot Shiesh Mivarechet Al Nitilat Yadayim Atzof Birkat HaShachar. Ad Birkat HaShachar. There's a bit of a problem here that the Mefarshim asked the following question over here. The Arizal states that there are 18 brachot from Al Nitilat Yadayim at Sof Birkat HaTorah. Now, if we make the count, we'll find that it's actually 19. So, on the side of the page, it's called Mesuras HaKavonas. He says, Shalom, in Ois Chavav, he says, Shalom Hanoten Lasechvi Kachi Agirsa. So instead of writing at sof birkat haTorah, really it's ad anoten asechvi. Anoten asechvi, he gives a ksav yad yashan. So when they look to the old edition, it then actually say this at sof birkat haTorah, because then you have 19. But rather, it's one short, it's actually 18. That's why it's called a chai brachot. It's actually what it means. It was a mistake over here. It's actually until. And they speak about that. So now we're going to do Tiva Kavanot on Ot Pei Vav. Ketav Rashash Yesh Ligros, or he also mentions over here, Ligros Hacha Gam Chai Brachot Shiyesh Bikat Mibikat Anoten Atzech Vivina. Again, when we're counting, when we're making the Cheshvan of 18, we don't count from Nitilat Yadayim until Bikat Torah, because that will give us more than 18. But rather, we start the Cheshvan from Anoten Atzech Vivina, and we end up at Sof Birkat HaTorah. That's the way it goes. Okay? That's what the old Girsa was originally. And so here is a mistake. Vuksav Yad Yashan. Vekivan Shisham Yesh Chai Brachot. Okay? That already, this Tiv, already we saw it from the Mesuras HaKavonot. Now, Pei Zayim. Hari Em Shalosh Pamim Chai Azkarot. The Arizal mentions that these 18 Brachot are keneged the 18 askarot we find Shir Tayam. Hari hem shalosh pamim chai askarot, because there are three sets of 18 over there. Pam rishon hayeh chai brachot shemevarechet anoten asavina ad sof birkat haTorah. Pam shinai hi chai askarot otam psukim shel yihi chavod. In yihi chavod we also say 18 over there. And we find the third case of 18 also Pam Shlishit Chai Askarot Yesh Bishirat Hayam. And Shirat Hayam also the 18 Askarot. And all of them, the Ariz explains what is the common denominator between all of them. Shem Bezad Asiyan Peiches Bechai Barachot Elu Mitakenim Patsuf Zad Asiyan. And all these are in order to rectify the Paltuv of Zad Asiyah, as we'll explain exactly what that means later on. Over the page, Daf Mem Beis, Tush B'mash Amur Hazal, Yifne Yitol Yadov. Nivam Mitchila Der Klalut Yen Shtei Brachot Rishonot Shel Yifne Yitol. וזיינינם דאג ישתי מעשים אלו הם בסוד תיקון עולם עשייה וזיינינם יפנה ויעשה צורכיו הכוונה בזה הוא דע כי יש בעולם באדם העליון שתי בחינות שערות עם שערות הראש ועם שערות דיקנה הנה שערות זקן זה אמפין הם מקיפים ודים קשים מאוד להיות משל שלם יורדים למטה ונעשים הם המותרות שהם סוד הקליפות אמנם שערות דיקנה דעריר אמפין הם רחמים יקי הם לבינים לכן הם קופים את הדינים אבל בזה אמפין הם שערות זקים חזקים מאוד יד כי הנה שחורים הם דינים תקיפים זו הטעם כי הם נוגבר דזרפים לא יש בה תקנות זקן לפי שעדיין דקנה הם חזקים מאוד והם, ואם הנוגבר אם האחרונות שבכולם סמוכה אל קליפות הייתל הזקן היה החיצוני מחיזה גדולה בה והיו הדינים מדרבים ואין קץ So what does it say over here? There's two mitzvot that we do immediately when we get up. That's a mitzvah called Yifneh and Yitol. Well, most of us wash our hands before we go to the bathroom, but officially, after you wash your hands, we're not talking about that particular washing, but after that you go to the bathroom, that's called Yifneh. And then you wash your hands, you know, officially before you go to shul, and you say, Al Nitzit Yadayim. So those two mitzvah, which is called Yifneh V'Yitol, that's what Chazal coined it, Yifneh V'Yitol. Now, these are not, you might think these are very natural things. Everybody washes their hands, everybody goes to the bathroom. What's so Kabbalistic about that? So the answer we'll see, there are deep, deep kavanas over here that address these two particular facets of the first things that you do in the morning. Now, it explains as follows. Every ma'aseh that we do in this world is going to fix up the pasul of Zah. And we have to understand Zah is B'Tzelem Elokim. We're like Zah. So therefore we find we have hair on our heads, we have hair on our beards. He mentions over here that the hair are, he doesn't mention here, other places he mentions the hair is a conduit for Shefa. A hair is like little tubes, little pipes, which contain Shefa inside of it. Now, the Shefa could be Dinim, right, which are Elokim, and it can be also Shefa Rachamim. Depends what color it is. I mean, if it's black, it's very dark, and it's Dinim. If the hairs are white, that's a representation of Rachamim. So when we speak about Zeampin, we imagine a younger Paltzuf. When we speak of Achampin, we think about an older Paltzuf. Achampin is going to have what we have, what's called the advantage of being older and Rachamim, have a Rachamim on his side. He has white hairs. We imagine him with white hairs. And Zah has black hairs. So therefore, it's more Dinim over there. Okay, I see we're going up and above our time. So I think we made our scholar. We're going to start this again next week, B'zat Hashem, and go more into these mitzvahs of Yifneh V'Yitol next time we meet. Okay, stop it here.